Welcome to this week's Point Community Church Sunday Sermon. If you'd like to learn more about the Point Community Church, please visit our website at tpcc.org.au.
Well, Merry Christmas. It's great to see the room full of people. It happens every year. It takes me by surprise. We get to Christmas Day and I realise I'm a Christmas tragic. I love everything about Christmas. Who still has to wait to get home to open presents? Yeah, that's still ahead of us, and the food and the lunch. It's been exciting just to be reminded of what Christmas is all about. I teared up. It's embarrassing, isn't it, in the video from New Zealand of those little kids. Brilliant. They won't be expecting that. The Christmas message is amazing. I'm Steve Kovitz, and it's my joy to bring our Christmas message to you this year. And sitting at the heart of Christmas is a famous person coming to town. And so to get us thinking about famous people coming to town, I have a question for you. Who here is a Taylor Swift fan? And who's embarrassed to put their hand up and admit they're a Taylor Swift fan? Yeah, there's a couple more hands that just went up there as well. All right, here's what I want you to do, you Taylor Swift fans. I want you to imagine Taylor Swift is coming to Port Macquarie. And as you imagine that, I wonder if anyone's thinking, cool, Tay-Tay's coming to my house. That would be a bit extraordinary. That would be a stretch, wouldn't it? Because here's the reality. Famous, world record breaking, world famous superstars like Taylor don't come to visit people like you and me. And it gets even worse for those of us who actually live here in Port Macquarie. The reality is Taylor would not run a concert in Port Macquarie. But that's okay. We can still download her music from whatever streaming platform you get it from. She broke all sorts of records in October, didn't she? Within 24 hours, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, all records were broken. But it's going to get beaten by D-Dog and Little Prince. Just you wait and see. Now, let's bring this back to Christmas. Christmas is the day when people all around the world celebrate a famous person coming to town. And now, just to make sure we're all on the same page, kids, I want you to yell out an answer to a question I'm about to ask, so we're all on the same page here. Who is it that we celebrate at Christmas?
Jesus.
That was pretty good. Yes! Jesus. On the very first Christmas, Jesus was born. And here we are, 2,000 years later, still celebrating the birth of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is the most famous person to ever come to town. And so here's how I'm going to break down the Christmas message this year. First of all, how do we know Jesus is the most famous person? Then we're going to look at, who did Jesus come to town for? And then we'll finish with, why did Jesus come to town? And so how do we know Jesus is the most famous person? Who did Jesus come to town for? Why did Jesus come to town? And so firstly, how do we know Jesus is the most famous person? And the answer to that question actually is pretty simple. When we remember what was just read to us and who it was that told the shepherds that Jesus was born. Let me read again, Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. Did you hear that? An angel of the Lord turned up at Jesus' birth. And there was more than an angel. The night sky lit up with the glory of God. Now, if we were reading a Harry Potter novel, we might be thinking, oh, yep, I know how that happened. That was magic. angel pulled out a wand and said, Lumnos, and the night sky lit up. But I wasn't reading J.K. Rowling. I was reading from the Bible. This really happened. An angel turned up. The darkness of light was broke by a dazzling light, brighter than the SCG lights at night. That wasn't magic. That was supernatural. That's a big word, isn't it, kids? Supernatural. I want you to hold on to that word, supernatural. We'll come back to it in a moment. But for now, let's remember what happened when Jesus was born. An angel turned up to make an announcement. The night sky was bright with the glory of God. And we're told as we, in that Bible reading, that a whole band of angels were actually singing, rocking out in the middle of a paddock, Jesus is born. When my kids were born, Nick and I just sent out a couple of text messages, made a couple of phone calls. And sure, when somebody famous has a baby, social media does blow up. But here's what doesn't happen even for famous babies. No angel turns up. The night sky isn't filled with the glory of God. Thousands of angels aren't singing in the middle of a paddock. How do we know Jesus is the most famous person that has ever come to town? Well, because of what we just read from the Bible. And so let's think about, who did Jesus come to town for? And this one might be easy to brush past because we like to get excited in the Christmas message about all the cool things like angels and lights in the middle of the night and choirs of angels singing. But I want us to remember, who did the angel make the announcement to? Shepherds. Shepherds. That tells us something very, very important about who Jesus came to town for. Jesus came to town for everybody. You see, Jesus wasn't born in a palace. He was born in a stable. Jesus' birth wasn't surrounded by royalty. Jesus' birth was surrounded by the working class. Jesus' birth was not announced to the rich and famous. Jesus' birth was announced to shepherds. Do you know, if this was happening today, the angel would have turned up to Coles at midnight and announced Jesus' birth to the crew packing shelves. Here's the point. Jesus came to town for everybody. And so whether you've on the in crowd, you're popular, you've got everything you need, Christmas lunch is going to be fantastic and surrounded by friends and family, or you're isolated, you're marginalized, you're alone, Christmas is going to be sad and hard and you're battling. Jesus came to town for you. Jesus came to town for everybody. That's the point of the angel giving the announcement of Jesus' birth to shepherds, average Joes, in the middle of the night, in the middle of a paddock. So let's get to our last point then. Why did Jesus come to town for everybody? And again, it's the angel who tells us. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. The angel says this, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." The angel used three words that tell us why Jesus came to the world for everybody. The angel said that Jesus is Saviour, Christ and Lord. Saviour, Christ, Lord. Let's look at each of those in turn. Jesus, the angel said, Jesus is Saviour. Now, we all know what saviours are, don't we? I mean, especially this time of year. We go down to the beach, we see those guys and gals dressed in red and yellow gear. They're saviours. They save drowning people. Well, Jesus is capital S Saviour. As a matter of fact, capital every letter, S-A-V. I won't keep going in case I misspell it. Jesus is the most important Saviour. Jesus is more important than even the lifesavers on the beach. Jesus came to save people from eternal death. Jesus came to save people toward, to, for eternal life. Jesus came to save us, as D-Dog and Little Prince already told us, to save people from their sins. And so the angel said, Jesus is Saviour. And then the next word the angel used was Christ. Now, Christ is another word for king, but not any old king. We're talking King of Kings. We're talking mighty, mighty King. We're talking God's forever King. We're talking the King that you and I will all stand before when we die. Now, that's huge, isn't it? That's serious. This is big. Jesus is King over all kings and queens. Jesus is the one born who one day we will all have to answer to. That's huge. Jesus is Christ. And this hugeness is backed up by the next thing, that the next word that the angel used. Jesus is Saviour. Jesus is Christ, King. And Jesus is Lord. Boom. That is the ultimate mic drop. Jesus is Lord means that Jesus is God. Now, kids, remember how I said we were going to come back to that word supernatural? Here we're coming back right now to the word supernatural. And so listen in carefully to what I'm about to give. So this first instruction is really important. If you know the person next to you, you can do this. If you don't know the person next to you, don't do this. And adults, feel free to join in as well. All right, if you know the person next to you, I want you to gently, affectionately, just grab their forearm, touch them. Yeah. Oh, there you go, better than last night. I saw a few punches last night, so there, yeah, a much more affectionate crowd. All right, back to me, looking at me. Now, let's all look up at that big green tube over the top of us. I mean, isn't that amazing? Engineers can design stuff like that. They can even make sure it doesn't fall down on top of us and crush us. Amazing. All right, looking back at me again. How about this song? Let's make a bit of noise. Let's clap. All right. I half feel like I should take a bow, but no, I was making you clap. You see, we all live in a world where we can see things. We can touch things. We can make things. I mean, we can even smell things. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. We live in a world. We're surrounded by, we're part of nature. We live in a natural world. There is also a supernatural world. And that's where God is. That's where the angels are. And it's real. And so when that angel spoke to those shepherds, that wasn't magic. That was the supernatural breaking in to our natural world. The Christmas story really happened. It's real history. And the Christmas story is the best history ever. Because it is the story of the very real and very good God coming in to our world. Jesus is God who came to save us. That is why Jesus came to town. Jesus is the most famous person to ever come to town. The Christmas message is, it's the best message in the whole world, because Jesus came to town for everybody. And he's Savior, he's King, and he's God. I don't know how long this Christmas hymn that we've sung has been around. I know it's by Sovereign Grace, but our church has started to sing it this year, and I'm really loving it. It was the first song that we sung today. Let me just read. On a starlit hillside, shepherds watched their sheep. Slowly David's city drifted off to sleep. But to this little town of no great renown, the Lord had a promise to keep. Prophets had foretold it, a mighty king would come, long-awaited ruler, God's anointed one. But the sovereign of all looked helpless and small, and God gave the world his own son. And who would have dreamed or ever foreseen that we could hold God in our hands? The giver of life is born in the night, revealing God's glorious plan to save the world. The angel spoke to a bunch of shepherds. The angel announced the birth of Jesus to a bunch of people, average people, like you and me. Therefore, God is not looking down from heaven, shaking his head, pointing his finger. He's not saying, get away from me. God is approaching us. God is drawing near to us. Jesus is the most famous person to ever come to town. And he came to town for everybody. Jesus wants to come into your life and be your Savior. And be your King, and be your God. You know, the Christmas message can be captured in one sentence. Our Creator became one of us to save us, to be our King, to be our God. And so, let me end as I opened. Merry Christmas. Merry, merry Christmas. The Saviour has come. Joy to the world. Jesus really was born. He's come to town. And he is Saviour. And he is King. And he is God. I'm going to pray and then we're going to sing again. Oh, Father, no smartest people of all of history coming together could have ever dreamed of your plan to save sinners and return them to you. You sent your precious Son. Jesus, thank you for coming. May we remember and celebrate you truly and faithfully today. And Father, if there's anyone here who is yet to come to a saving understanding of Jesus as Savior, King, and God, would you work that miracle today as well? Father, we give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for our latest sermon, or better yet, join us live at 9:30 or 5 p.m. Sunday. You can find all the details on our website at tpcc.org.au.